The intelligence community, looking ahead to the 2020 election and possible interference, is trying to anticipate meddling that could look very different than it did in 2016. They're worried in part about deep fakes, videos made from a single image. And Samsung just announced that its artificial intelligence lab in Russia can now make deep fakes. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, well, let's first explain what we're talking about here. These are videos that appear to make the image, the people in them, say something that they never actually said. There's one that I've seen of the Mona Lisa talking.
Yes.
How does this work?
Okay, so quick and dirty explanation of machine learning, which is involved in this, right? So that's training algorithms, but with like butt-ton loads of data, if I can say that on the radio, so that the algorithm can reorganize or recreate that data. And what is interesting about this is that the deepfake technology originally created for this is becoming more and more readily available and usable to people who don't even really need to be technically savvy. You can kind of plug in video footage, train up the algorithm, and then tell it what to do with the information.
And if you were to ask Samsung, why are you doing this?
Why?
They would say what?
So the researchers involved in this particular experiment, this particular study and paper that came out of it, say that there are potential applications for video games, film, and television. Now, the idea for video games here is that potentially your avatar in a video game could be trained to exist in a game and move around with just a selfie of you that you give the game when you're building your character, right? Mm. Something similar could happen even with teleconferencing. In an interesting way, there's a potential business application there.
I can have my avatar just sit in on a meeting for me.
Exactly.
Just take care of this, please.
And no one knows you're asleep.
Nobody
exactly.
Knows, right?
Yeah. And of course, I'm less of a TV or movie expert here, but if you think about Star Wars and how those movies treated Princess Leia after Carrie Fisher had died, that's a potential application for this as well.
Okay, but there's a lot of possibility for nefarious purposes for this technology. We just saw the altered videos of Nancy Pelosi that went viral last week that made it look like she was, you know, having trouble speaking or slowing down her speech.
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw Facebook reacting to that by trying to surface information like the original not slowed down video next to the slowed down one. The accessibility of the technology is, I think, a real concern. And we should mention that it first really surfaced on Reddit, thanks to a user who built the technology and put it on that site. And they used it to put celebrities' faces onto pornographic videos that didn't actually involve those celebrities. So this was a big story in 2018. Obviously, there's a concern about so-called revenge porn there, using people's identity without their permission in a whole host of ways. But there are bigger sort of political implications as well, right?
Well, and let's talk about that, because the word deep fakes, which most people probably haven't heard of, is something that actually I have now heard the director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, use in a congressional hearing. They're worried about this. Here's Senator Angus King, independent from Maine, in a hearing last September questioning Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg about them because there's concern that this could be the next phase of disinformation in 2020.
Is there a technological way that you can determine that a video has been manipulated in that way and tag it?
And Sandberg had not a very satisfactory response. She said Facebook would continue to invest in technology and people. But that is a big question. What about that? Is there a way to determine whether something is fake or real?
So as per usual, this game of cat and mouse, Jeremy, will continue forever, probably. It is super interesting to see how the game plays out. There's a professor at Dartmouth. He's now at UC Berkeley, Hani Farid, who is sort of fighting fire with fire here, training algorithms on already available data of political figures to recognize personal, specific patterns of what their faces do while talking about different topics to catch fakes by pointing out that they just don't match up with what that person would normally do. There's also a computer science professor named Sua Yu who noticed that in deepfake videos, the faked faces of people don't blink enough. So he's working on using that to identify fakes as well. Also, DARPA is getting involved. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has solicited solutions on this from experts. So there are absolutely tools being built to identify fakes, but it is this kind of continuing cat and mouse game.
Well, and also, even if you come out and identify a fake after it's already had its desired impact, let's say in an election, it may be too late at that point.
That's absolutely right. And I think with all of these things, it's often not the technology necessarily that gets built. It's what we do with it. So, yes, of course, people are going to do nefarious things with this stuff. And I think one big question is, at least in terms of trying to counter this and counter misinformation, is how are the big tech companies going to deal with this content on their platforms? What are they going to do to make sure that this stuff doesn't actually get surfaced for people in the first place? And that's a really, really, really hard nut to crack.
Well, and they don't have a great track record, by the way, as of yet on dealing with some of these big questions we've been asking now for some time.
No, they don't.
Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.